It wasn't until later that evening that I noticed a mailbox taped onto the doors to each of our bedrooms. There was one for Steve. There was one for Tom. She hadn't forgotten Sam or baby Paul. For the next few weeks, we received mail on a regular basis. There were little notes confessing her love for each of us. There were short letters full of tiny compliments that only a 7-year-old would notice. I was in charge of retrieving baby Paul's letters, page after page of colored scenes, including flowers with happy faces. "He can't read yet," she whispered, "but he can look at the pictures." Each time I received one of my little girl's gifts, it brightened my heart. I was touched at how carefully she observed our moods. When Stephen lost a baseball game, there was a letter telling him she thought he was the best ball player in the whole world. After I had a particularly hard day, there was a message thanking me for my efforts, complete with a smile face tucked near the bottom corner of the page. This same little girl is grown now, driving off every day to the community college. But some things about her have never changed. One afternoon, only a week or so ago, I found a love note next to my bedside. "Thanks for always being there for me, Mom," it read. "I'm glad that we're the best of friends." I couldn't help but remember the precious child whose smile has brought me countless hours of joy throughout the years. There are angels among us. I know. I live with one.